At a government accountability board meeting yesterday, the attorney for Kloppenberg's campaign, Susan Crawford, quoted from state statutes in an effort to convince the board they have both the power and sufficient reasons to launch an investigation of Nicholas's actions the night of the April 5th election.
We believe that the allegations in the complaint meet the standard of reasonable suspicion that election laws have been violated. The complaint process is intended to be a means for the board to initiate investigations into suspected election law violations.
Crawford says such an investigation should also resolve allegations that Justice David Prosser met with Governor Walker the day after the election before 14,000 ballots from the city of Brookfield were added to the final Waukesha County totals, giving Prosser a 7,000-vote victory over Kloppenberg. When the Kloppenberg campaign first called for the investigation in mid-April, GAB Director Kevin Kennedy said because investigators would have to work under the direction of board staff, no investigation could be truly independent. Meanwhile, with about 50,000 ballots from Waukesha County not yet recounted, Kloppenberg leads incumbent Justice David Prosser by about 14,000 votes. Waukesha election officials predict they will complete the recount by the end of this week. Then either candidate would have 5 business days to file a legal challenge of the results. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.